Joining us now, it's always great to, as an alumnus of Clemson to have another Clemson guy on the show with us. He's the USM winner, Walker Cup USA winner, and he's a Clemson freshman. Doc Redman joins us. Doc, welcome into the golf shop.
Hey, thank you guys for having me very much.
Hey, that music you heard, that was a band called Van Halen. You may have never heard of them since you were born, I don't know, on Wednesday.
So I got first question I got to ask you, you know, incoming freshman to Clemson, how was the reception walking in as the USAM champion?
I'm a sophomore.
Oh, you're a sophomore. Sorry about that. Yeah. How was the reception coming back? Yeah.
No, it was incredible. There was, I got so much support from everyone, in campus and the athletic department. It was not what I expected at all. I didn't expect that much support, and it was overwhelming.
Yeah, and Larry Penley now coaching too, because back when I was in college as a walk-on at Clemson, Chris Patton was the USAM champion.
Yeah, I think that was really special for me to be able to be the second winner and put my name on there with Chris.
Yep. So let me take you through, because the USAmateur, lots of guys, you know, you got to go through two rounds of qualifying to get into match play, and there was a huge playoff that you were part of to actually get into match play. So talk to me a little bit about the pressure of that playoff.
I didn't think there was any pressure at all. I thought it was a way to restart the week, because I had played pretty poorly in stroke play, and I just saw it as another opportunity to get into a match play, and I was more excited about it than anything, and it worked out really well.
Well, I mean, and your golf experiences, I mean, you've been under pressure. You were a North Carolina 4A state champion. You've got this under your belt. How does this set you up for college golf, do you think, as you head into this second big season and trying to sort of navigate your way through? Are you better prepared than some of your teammates and opponents?
I wouldn't say that. I think I just have, you know, a lot of confidence in my game, and I know that now that I can compete with anyone, having come in second in the Western and then won the USAM, that, you know, I feel really good about my game, and I know that if I continue to get better, that, you know, I can win more tournaments.
All right, so more pressure in the finals of the USAM or teeing it up in the Walker Cup?
There's no doubt that there was more pressure in the Walker Cup. I don't think I've ever been that nervous on just the first few holes of our first match. It was, you know, the crowd was unbelievable, and it was really incredible.
Is it just the weight of the flag? Is it the weight of carrying the USA flag, you know, and kind of the weight of the country on your shoulders that puts that pressure on you?
I guess so, yeah. It's really hard to explain, and it never hit me until we kind of got out there and started playing. You know, we were out there for a while just practicing, having a good time, and then, you step out on the first tee, and I guess it hits you, you know, seeing the crowd. I mean, there had to be a few thousand people there, and that's nothing I had ever experienced before, and it was very full of pressure.
I mean, I guess I'm curious, with the opening ceremonies and the uniforms and all that, did you feel especially patriotic that week?
Yeah, I did. Yeah. I think it was an honor to represent the United States and to be able to wear, you know, red, white, and blue all week and have everyone coming up to you and asking for autographs. It was incredible.
Well, my role on the show is to ask the silly questions, and I've got to know, you know, you're like very, very young, like
compared to us,
disturbingly young. How does someone your age from Raleigh end up being called Doc? That is such a wonderfully old school name. Why are you Doc?
I don't really know the story behind that. It is my real name.
Oh, it is?
Yes, sir.
Oh my gosh, I thought it was a nickname, like, you know, Penny's McGee or something. All right. So Doc
but I don't
is your
know
real
the,
name.
I don't know the full story, and that stinks, but yeah.
I mean, have your parents basically said you have to be a doctor?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Let me be whatever I want to be.
All right.
He just operates on 18 holes
every
day.
Oh, boy. Okay. Just a surgeon. Yeah.
So when you come back to Clemson, you know, you've got the win under your belt. Like you said, you came in second in the Western, which is another huge amateur event. So pretty much almost dominating the majors on the amateur circuit. You go and play the Walker Cup. You roll onto campus. What's the first thing that Coach Larry Pendley says to you? I expect you to win about six tournaments in the season, or what?
No. I think he just gave me a hug and said he was very proud. And, you know, I was more excited than anything to get back here and get back with the team and, you know, try and have some success for us, see if we can win some tournaments. And it's great to be back with my teammates, really.
Well, I obviously can't get over your age, so I have another sort of age-related question. Your generation is almost infamous now for lacking focus, lacking concentration, things like that. So you're practicing, and something's going right. Like, you found something good in your swing, and you're thinking, wow, I just want to get through 100 perfect swings, and you get a text message. Do you take that text message if it's from your coach, from your parents, or from your girlfriend?
You know, that's a good question. I guess you try not to, but sometimes you do. And I think it's just a matter of being able to get back in the mindset of, you know, taking each shot at a time when you're practicing and really focusing when you're out there. Because if you're not, you're just wasting your time.
All right, so
that's a good answer.
So from another distraction standpoint, Mike, Doc, when you know, Clemson football, do you get to games, or is there too much time between tournaments and practice to get to the games?
No, I've missed the first two home games, but I'm hoping a little later on this year that I'll get to some games. I'd go if I could, but you know, it's tough when we have tournaments and you're not here.
So, Doc, we've got listeners of all ages. We've got grandparents and parents, and we've got other junior players who listen to the show all across the Carolinas. And take us through a little bit of your junior journey, like to where you got to now. What are your best, you know, what's your best advice, and what are some pitfalls that young golfers and parents of golfers maybe can avoid, and things they can capitalize on to make sure the experience is fruitful and positive?
Yeah, I would just you know, I think it's all about practice and learning how to practice effectively. And then at the same time, getting out and playing tournaments. You know, there's nothing like tournament golf. You know, going out and play with your buddies, it's nothing like it. And just enjoying the experience with your parents and enjoying playing golf, because I think I can speak for everyone. We love playing golf, even if we play bad. You know, it stinks. But at the end of the day, you want to come back out. So I wouldn't put too much pressure on yourself or have your parents put too much pressure on you to, you know, play well or get a scholarship. Just enjoy it and see what happens.
Again, we're talking with the U.S. Amateur champion and Walker Cup winning side player, Doc Redmond, out of Clemson University and Raleigh, North Carolina. And I want to take you back again to the USAM. We always know that, especially in tournaments, whether it's you know, four rounds of stroke play or whether you got to go through the grind of match play, there's always that one round or that one match where, you know, and you say you didn't play that well in the qualifying rounds, but was there a match where things may not have been going all that well, and it's kind of like the match that you survive to get through to get to the next round?
Yeah, I think it was my second match against Walker Lee, who had played in the U.S. Open this past summer. And you know, neither of us really had it, to be honest with you, which can happen. The course is very challenging, and you know, it'd eat your lunch really quick, but we didn't really have it. And you know, we both grinded it out, and I think I won on the 18th hole, and I think that was really important for me to get through that round and on to the next one. And I definitely played a lot better from there on in.
Yeah, and how different is it to, you know, go into a final round of the finals where you got to play 36 holes? Is it a different mindset than getting through the rest of the rounds?
No, I don't think so at all. I think the only thing I told myself was, you know, 36 instead of 18, twice as many bad things are going to happen, and and you know, just things aren't going to go your way, especially over 36 holes. So you kind of just have to stick with it mentally and know that good things are going to eventually happen.
And as you go into, you know, out of individual play and go into, you know, you're still playing as an individual when you play for the Clemson Tigers. But is it a little different mindset being a part of a team and you know, you got five guys out there, four of the scores count. Is it a different mindset that maybe you be a little more conservative? You just go out and play your game.
I just go out and play my game, but I'd say the biggest difference is there's just more accountability. You know, you want to really play well for your teammates and for your team, and you know, it's kind of, it's not embarrassing, but it's disappointing when you don't and you let them down. So I think it, there's that point. There's maybe a hair bit more pressure, but I just try and go play my game and shoot some good scores.
Well, awesome, man. Doc, we really appreciate you coming on with us. Congratulations again on the U.S. Amateur and the winning side of the Walker Cup, and good luck to you and the Clemson Tigers this year.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me on, guys.